thing. So I'm, I totally don't even need this microphone because I'm actually really, really, really loud. What we're going to talk about today is tagged PDFs, and although we're going to mention accessibility a little bit, this actually isn't an accessibility presentation. And the fact that the accessibility logo appears on every single slide is just me spacing it out and using the same templates I always do. But our agenda is to talk about tagged PDFs, what they are, why we want them, and how to make them. Because once you find out what they are and why we want them, finding out that it's really, really, really easy to make them is going to be quite important, in my opinion. We're going to talk about the current status of a project that we're actually going to be talking about, which is implementing the tagged PDF support. And then we're going to, demos are always subject to the demo effect, and what we would demo for you is totally screenshotable. So we have screenshots. We can provide demos upon request, and you fixed the crash, so we should be okay with that, but we just didn't see it as being absolutely necessary. Okay, so a tagged PDF is kind of like a PDF on steroids. It has a lot more stuff in it, a lot of meta information. In particular, as you might have guessed from the name tagged PDF, it has tags, element tags. Very, very, very similar, and in some cases exactly the same, as you see in HTML. There are also IDs for every single element. There's alternative text if it's provided. And there's also, I had to kind of Google to find out exactly what this means from the spec, replacement text for symbols. The spec makes it pretty flexible, but the first thing, or the one above it, alternative text for images and other things like that, those are like big phrases and descriptive. Whereas for symbols, Unicode characters, a single letter that's a graphic, those kind of things. So the replacement text is assumed, according to the spec, to be a single character. And that's what the difference is between those two things. Okay, why we want them? And I told you I was going to talk a little tiny bit about accessibility. What's motivated our implementing tagged PDFs is accessibility. Because there's a couple problems with events, as you guys may have noticed from our recent Friends of GNOME campaign. Hi, Karen. You're late. And somehow I've just been fired from the board. From the Friends of GNOME campaign, it was just a big old, we need to make this stuff accessible. And part of that is, you know, I mean, we have zero accessibility right now. Part of it is for non-tagged PDFs, getting the minimal level of accessibility. And what that will give users who are blind is access at about the level of gedit. And as you know, gedit doesn't have things like headings and list items and stuff like that. It's just text. So having just text is better than having nothing at all. And we're not going to talk about that aspect of what we've been working on. But there is so much semantic and structural information in XML marked up documents, like that something is a heading level 1 or heading level 2 or a table, and how many rows and columns are in that table. These are all things that as sighted users, we just look at and bam, you know, we know what's going on. If you're a user who is blind, your screen reader needs to present that in speech and in Braille. And in order for that to happen, we need access to all this meta information. And we don't have it because Poplar has absolutely no support for tagged PDFs. And by the way, thanks again, Friends of GNOME. This is lots of awesome stuff related to this whole project is happening because of that campaign. Now, honestly, I could care less about some of these things. I am totally motivated by accessibility. But I think the rest of the community should really care about tagged PDFs because of the items on this slide. You know, we keep talking about, you know, are we still calling it GNOME OS? But we're talking about getting on tablets and smaller devices with smaller screens. And if we cannot reflow these documents on, you know, a little Android phone or a GNOME phone that looks like my Android phone, you know, the whole PDF experience is just going to suck on the mobile platform. So if we have tagged PDFs, we could really easily do reflow. Look at my slide, excuse me. Oh, yeah, and the rest is the copy, paste, and export. if I select text from a beautifully marked up PDF, it would be really cool if I don't lose not just that formatting, but you know, the fact that something is a heading, or the fact that something is a table. If I just get text, I might have to reformat it, or at that point I might just, you know, it might not be worth it. I can type fast. Okay, so there's some good news and some bad news. The good news is on the right. If you use LibreOffice, and I'll show you a screenshot in a minute, it is like uber easy. It's like one step to export your document to tagged PDF. So that means if you care about accessibility, if you want the reflow, if you want the copy and paste, it's a single step. The bad news is like no one else supports this. Alex had done a bunch of research the other day about this, and it's like, Abby Word, no. Google, I mean, it's literally, we're just like, no. It's, you know, it's kind of like Snoop Nazi on Seinfeld. No tagged PDF for you. There is, and you know better than I do, some people are interested.
Yeah, in fact, it's, for example, in the case of Google Docs, documents is funny because although you can't export to a tagged PDF, you can export to a ODT and then use LibreOffice to export to a tagged PDF. That means that Google Docs has all the structure, all the information for that. I don't know if Google Docs has a plan to export to tagged PDF, but in the case of LaTeX, there are a lot of interest of that because, after all, for example, in the academics, they want to, in a lot of faculties, it's mandatory to have accessibly compliant PDFs, so they need that. And they also are really interested because they want mathematics being accessible, something that is not happening right now. In the case of Abby Word, it also happens the same. When you save as a PDF, there is no option to create a tagged PDF, but you can export to ODT and with LibreOffice create a tagged PDF. So what I mean is that all the structure is there, so they are not using that. And then there are a lot of tools that create PDFs, but they don't have any option or any interest, or we don't know about the interest. In fact, we have a list there of tools, but then we could add at the end, etc., because this is what happens with other tools too.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. I said, you know, Alex, can you get us this list of all the tools? And it's kind of like, okay, all these are no. May I stop now? It's like, yeah, you can stop. So there may be other tools out there that do have this support, but we found one that has perfect quick support, and we found a whole bunch that don't, and then Alex got tired. Okay, I'm hoping, you can never get like an entire dialogue and big enough, but I'm hoping you can see the one little thing that's checked that says tagged PDF. And so basically all you have to do with LibreOffice, and this is for Writer and Calc and Impress and presumably the others, you just have to choose Export to PDF from the File menu. Dialog pops up, check tag PDF. Now something I want to point out is that right above that checkbox there's PDF/A1A. All standards need to have lots and lots of letters and numbers in them. I don't know why. That is actually, you know, we said that a tagged PDF is kind of like PDF on steroids. Well, this PDF-A1A is kind of like tagged PDF on steroids. And what it gives you, the objective is for searching and quote-unquote repurposing document content. And it includes, and I don't understand this in standards at all, I would think that B would include A, rather than A including B. But for some reason, the 1A includes 1B. And that, like I put on the slide, it's about document appearance. And we're going to come back to that point in a minute. Structure and hierarchy, you know, are there child objects? You know, what are the parent objects? You know, it's actually a tree. Tagged PDF, which we've already talked about. Unicode character maps, to be perfectly frank, I need to go read the big, thick standard to know exactly what that means and what is expected. And language specification, just what language is something. So in terms of the current status of the work that's been done, Poplar right now, some of it's in master, some of it's in a branch, but right now the entire document structure of tagged PDFs has been implemented for Poplar. We're exposing all of this information through Poplar glib. Oh, and there's some, those of you who are like Poplar geeks, there's all these different tools to examine documents and information about the authors and all of that stuff. And those tools have been modified to expose this information so that you can verify that the tagged PDF is coming out the way you expect in Poplar. Okay, we have not yet gotten to doing anything with this in events. That's going to be the next main step. And I put in parentheses, you know, then doing this for accessibility, because again, this is what motivated all of this work. It's not what's awesome about all of this work, but it's what motivated it. And we can't, of course, expose what is not in events to assistive technologies, but that's the next priority after events. In terms of all the support that we've done, the reason I put a question mark by the 1B part, the 1B part of the standard, is because as you'll see in the fake demo screenshot bits, we're already totally now able and exposing, or preserving rather, the formatting. So whether or not we've done every last aspect of the standard, I couldn't tell you. I would have to read that standard very carefully. But at least functionally, I believe that we have all that implemented. Tag PDF, again, is already done. We're already exposing the hierarchy. Since I'm not entirely sure what the official definition and spec requirements are for Unicode character maps, I couldn't tell you. And we, bless you. And we are already exposing the language, if there is a language associated with an element. So I kind of already said this, but again, our next steps are to do the event side work, expose that to assistive technologies, and figure out exactly what the status is with the standards. The last thing on there, this is, I think, going to be one of those patches welcome. Some people just, I personally love LibreOffice. Some people don't because it's this big, giant, and at times slow creature. There is nothing, we don't have time or the expertise, or quite frankly, the motivation to add export support in all of the tools that are currently no. But if you saw your favorite tool on there, I bet the community would welcome a patch.
And in relation with the previous slide about exporting the to using tagged PDFs, this is something like the egg and the chicken problem. When we were talking about that several months ago with Evans Maintainer, he said that one of the reasons they were not prioritizing having tagged PDFs, so reading tagged PDFs, is because most of the tools were not creating them. And in the same way, tools that create PDFs were not really worried about creating tagged PDFs because the PDF readers were not able to read that support. So.
Well, I want to say, the other reason that Carlos mentioned is that it's like, he said, nobody knows what a tagged PDF is. And that was one of the things that motivated me, you know, telling you what it, you know, why you should want to make tagged PDFs. But I would kind of argue that even if all you guys start making tagged PDFs, that there is actually still a lot of usage going out there because the legal requirements, for, you know, if you are legally bound to have all of your documents accessible, you already know about tagged PDFs and you are already producing them. So even if no one else is making tagged PDFs, governments, educational institutions, and other big people who could be sued for not providing documents that are accessible, they're already doing the tagged PDF. Carlos didn't know that.
Okay, and now going to the point of this slide that is getting the code. This is funny because now is the moment that we talk about what is the work that we have done, but the truth is that we did that work, so we would like to thank Adrián Pérez. Adrián Pérez, he did that work because he already had a lot of experience doing document parsing. I mean, we are calling him document parsing extraordinary. So as that part was not at all related to accessibility, we thought that was a perfect task for him. And we also, the other work was made by Carlos García, that is the maintainer of Poplar and Beans, and he was reviewing all the code. So thank you very much. So, and if someone is interested about the code, it's right now at the Poplar repository. Right now it's at a branch, and in also in some patches and some bugs. In fact, some of the bugs were created this week, where we were preparing the demonstration because we were using the tools. In fact, the first bug is about providing the tools with the support of the target PDF, and the other is a little bug about a missed tag. And right now, during the previous weeks, Carlos Garcia was reviewing all the code, so some of the patches on that branch is already on master and is on reviewing mode. And we added that slide. I mean, we already know that measuring how complex is a task on lines of code is somewhat silly, but we added that slide because we wanted to expose the idea to that it's not a trivial task. And in fact, that is almost as much work in popular code and in popular relief, because this is also important. As we added the support on popular code, that means that eventually some other free software communities like Qt could take this work and doing the same. So this is another example of collaboration with other free software communities. Is what I'm saying. I mean, it's not really important how much lines, but I mean, more than 2,000 lines on popular, 3,000 lines on popular glib means that it's not trivial work done at this moment. So, as in the advertisements, what we have before, what we have after. So before, we have a tool called PDF info that just print some info about the PDF, the author, etc. And then we have some tools that created, based on the PDF, they extracted the text, but was plain text without structure. And then we have another tool that created an HTML. In fact, this is one of the reasons we mentioned that tool is because nowadays on the Oracle list, some people ask, I would like to read a PDF, but I can't do that with a beans, blah, blah. What is one of the options? And in several cases, people recommend to use PDF to HTML, to take the PDF and create HTML. But the problem with that is that you get a PDF without, not sorry, you get a HTML without not a structure. And this is the sample. At your left, you can see the original PDF with headings and all that stuff. And at the right, the HTML that you got before the tag PDF work. And it's more or less the same, but without not formatting at all. I mean, OK, you have the bold, but in the HTML that you have, you don't have the information about the headings. And for example, if you use a table, with that tool, you have only the content of the table, just printed without any formatting, so you don't know if you are in the first cell or in the second row or on the second column. Well, this is exactly what I was saying. I think that is probably for you it could be really complex to read. But if you then take the PDF from when we publish this, you can see at the right that you have headings but only text about them. So it's without any formatting at all. So after, as we were saying, we added the support. Adrian and Carlos added the support of tagged PDF from Poplar. So they also updated the tools in order to use that support. So Adrian created a tool called PDF Structured HTML that is equivalent to the previous one, but it maintains the structure that the PDF contains. And he also added some new options to the PDF info in order to print the structure. And finally, to a popular glib demo in order to display the hierarchy. So we have the same example, at the left you have the PDF, and on the right you have the HTML, but now it maintains the structure of a heading. Sorry?
Well, this is what I had alluded to before, that if you remember before, all of the formatting was lost. This gets back to that 1B standard that I need to read very carefully to see if we're not implementing any aspect of it. But this time, the italics and heading 2 got carried over. So there's an excellent chance the bulk of the 1B standard is now implemented as well.
No, it's working. And this is a screenshot of the tool. I mean, in fact, here is easier to see that now we have a structure of the document because we have different blocks with this H1 means header, so we can see that it maintains the structure. But probably it's easier to see with the popular glib demo, and we can see at the right part of the right screenshot, we can see this structure using a tribute that shows that we have an element that is a heading, an element that is a paragraph, an element that is another heading. We can see an equivalent example with list items that we maintain the nested structure. In fact, it is what I'm saying. With the previous this work, what the tools were doing was just getting the text, printing it, or printing and exposing it, but without maintaining the structure. And this is the case of a table, that as you can see, the HTML maintains the structure of the table. We have the columns, we have all the rows, and with the previous tools, we only have the text. Here you can see the PDF info, that is the terminal tool that is maintaining the different rows and headers from the table. I think that, as you can see, we are not doing a real-time demo because we are already experts on this kind of presentations, and we know that when you do that with half-made work, it usually tends to crash. So we have the screenshots, as I say, you can, in short, we are going to publish these slides, so you could review that in detail if you want. So any question?
Hi, you said one of the benefits of the tags was for reflow, and maybe I'm just like revealing my ignorance here, but I thought that one of the benefits of PDF was that it was always like print perfect, basically, when you view it. So I was wondering like how the idea of reflow fits into like the typical PDF use case. Like, is it like a fallback mode, or is it like a...
Yeah, I mean, This is funny because when we were doing some research for that, when people were subtly saying the same on the forums, were saying that PDF were not thought about that the idea of a PDF was maintaining a perfect view. But the truth is that in the end, you want to see the document, no matter what is the size of your screen. So in what I mean is. For some documents, it's true that it doesn't make sense to reflow, but from some others, I mean, it will be really strange if you need to force yourself to make, this zoom, etc., to in order to see that properly. And in fact, there are some doubts about how to do that, how to properly tag that. But the idea is having something similar to what HTML has right now. I mean, this in HTML happens the same. You have the browser, and as you move the mobile phone, it's automatically reflowing. I know that it's strange, as you say, because the original idea of the PDF was that, but we also need to take into account that this tag PDF support was added recently, let's say recently, we have here for some years, but they need, in the same way that the original purpose of the PDF was not, was having something more friendly than PostScript, but since then it started to evolve to something else, something more, I don't know how to say that, more document friendly.
Now, and I'm going to say something that, that might be totally not true, but my theory is if you have, say, a bulleted list or a table, and none of the, if the fact that that's an actual, you know, structural list or an actual structural table is not known, what, how is that text going to wrap? Is it going to manage to indent itself so it's not under the bullet on the second line or not? And if it's just, you know, where, I mean, I think list items are going to be the biggest use case. But am I echoing? But, you know, tape, I'm sorry. You know what? I am really, really light sensitive, which is why I wear sunglasses. Sorry. And I just lost my train of thought. No, it's not your fault.
Okay. I don't know if we are already answered your question or...
I guess, yeah, I kind of see what you're getting at.
I think the bullet case is the biggest one. Oh, sorry. I, just to repeat myself, I think the bullet instance is the biggest one because, in, yeah, we didn't actually put these on the screen, but before we did the tagged PDF support, the bullet character is strictly a character, just like any, you know, an A, a B, a C, or whatever. And wrapping that text will work. But if we don't treat it as an actual list item, the indentation is going to be screwed up, and it's going to look ugly.
I have another question, too, actually. So you showed a list of tools that can output tag PDFs earlier in your presentation.
Getting there.
I was wondering if you also looked at other consumers of PDF that support tag PDFs, and what's the support like for so like Adobe Reader probably supports tag PDF, but also like does PDF.js support tag PDF? Because I assume that'll also sort of drive adoption to some extent.
Could you elaborate your question, because I think that we didn't get it.
So those tools are tools that make PDFs,
yeah,
and support tag PDF. What tools that read PDFs support tag PDFs?
Which ones? Okay. In the Linux world, in the free software world, Evins will be the first one that will support that. Because, okay, we didn't list that because this is a free software event, so, you know, we should talk about us first. But in the rest of the world, so... Windows and all that stuff. Acrobat Reader and Acrobat Writer is the winning horse. For example, Microsoft Word support export tagged PDF. At first, was a, something that provided Adobe. Is that how I pronounce Adobe? Adobe, yeah. Sorry. So Adobe provided a plugin or something like that to make this Word to PDF. And now Microsoft Word is already doing that. So, and in fact, in a lot of government pages talking about how your PDF should be, so should be accessible, they say, please use Acrobat Writer to be sure that it's tagged, and make sure that using Acrobat Writer with a screen reader that it's work fine. And with the rest of the tools, more or less, it happens more or less the same. The same, that means that they don't support tagged PDF. In fact, for example, one of the samples is this PDF Studio. The PDF Studio is also work for Windows. And Google Docs as is a web service. It happens the same. I mean, it's, as I said, it's exported to PDF, but it's not tagged. So once we once this work with Evans finish, will mean that at the free software community we will have one tool that properly export to target PDF, that is LibreOffice, and one tool that is Evans that properly read target PDFs. That will be more or less the same situation that in Windows, that is Adobe Writer and Adobe Reader.
But the difference in terms of Windows is that Windows has had the ability with its screen readers to provide access to tagged PDFs. I'm starting to lose track, but over a decade now. And you know, I know this isn't an accessibility talk, but again, that's I can't separate myself from accessibility. It's really embarrassing when people on the Orca list say, you know, I can use Orca with Firefox and LibreOffice and do all of this stuff. And people say, well, what do you do to read PDFs? And some people say, you know, do the PDF to HTML, but you lose all the heading information. But what a lot of people say is, I boot into Windows and I use JAWS. So we're actually, by not having tagged PDF support, we're actually sending people off to use non-free software. And now we're solving this problem.
Okay. Any other question? We already answered your question?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
What do you think the next most important thing is to improve accessibility in GNOME?
In GNOME, not related with PDF. Exactly. And the next is something that, in fact, doing all the presentations that I have on this WADEC, I was not able to go to a lot of presentations, but two of the presentations that I was able to go was Wayland. Because the next thing for the next challenge for the accessibility team will be the Wayland support. Right now, HSPI 2 works with X, in fact, has dependencies with X. So the next big task will be getting sure that all that stuff works with Wayland. In fact, we are the accessibility team is somewhat behind the other teams because, as far as I know, the plan from GNOME Cell people is creating some kind of experimental branch with the Wayland support. So that means that with that, if you use that branch, you can test. Probably is crash prone or something like that. I don't know. Or that it missed some features, but at least they will provide to the users a way to test GNOME Cell on Wayland, and we don't have that on HSPI. So this is the next thing. Yes. Okay. Thank you. More questions?
They're stunned by our brilliance.
Yeah. Hi. So, I no idea, not an experience with PDF at all. So, just wondering if this is related to something like PDF annotations, if it could be used to something similar, or if it's a completely unrelated thing. So.
Yeah, I think that there are different stuff, and I think that Evans already support annotations.
Sorry?
Well, we supported a little bit, but there was a Google Summer of Code project that sounds like it might not continue to do some work on that, and there's been a lot of discussion around making, I don't know the specifics, but around making annotations way more cool. So it sounds like that we have a little support for it, but we need a whole lot more. But in terms of, since I've already turned this talk into an accessibility talk now, annotations, to my knowledge, has nothing to do with tagged PDFs. In terms of accessibility, after the annotations get implemented, we're going to probably have to do a similar accessibility implementation.
Okay, thank you.
So I think that nobody. Thank you for being here. Thank you for the questions. And see you around.